This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a very, very special company. It's never been on our show before. We discovered it about 2 or 3 months ago. It came on our radar. Maverick Technology Solutions. Take a look at them. You can find them on the OTC markets. Ticker symbol MVRK. And with us today, we're very fortunate, lucky to have him as the CEO of the company, Fred Angelopoulos. Fred, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Everett. It's a pleasure. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity.
Before we get the show started, give me a little bit of background on yourself and a little bit about statement about your company, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Sure. I've been, in technology pretty much my whole life. I was a founder in Symantec Corporation, also Macromedia, which is now Adobe Software. I ran sales and marketing for Hitachi, helped launch their Hitachi Computer Systems Group in the U.S. So I've been in technology a long time and really wanted to take that experience and sort of love for emerging technology and migrated to the emerging cannabis and cannabis market.
And some of the questions that I had for you, and one of the reasons why I asked you to come on the show, you guys have a really special flagship project and product, if you will, the Rosenbaum M60. That being said, I know there's other Rosen presses on the market, but tell us what makes that one so unique.
Well, the M60 is a product that we just launched in the early fall. We're very proud of it. We have intellectual property that we have assigned to the product. We filed for patents on it. We have one patent granted on the design of the product. And it really is the first product that brings, the first extraction product in technology that brings 100% solventless extraction to the volume processor.
Why is that so important? Why is that so important?
It's even more important now than ever with a lot of the concerns and issues regarding vapes and vape-related illnesses. We've been on the forefront of this crusade, Everett, from the beginning for over 3 years. You know, one of the things that was important to us is design a product that was 100% organic and solventless. You know, with our technology, with the M60 now, for example, volume processors, people who are farms or people who are making volume production of extracts and waxes can now have a product that's 100% solventless. So there's no butane, there's no CO2, there's no foreign substance right in there. And they can now process it in volume because typically most presses out there, it's a very linear process. You load it, you press the material, you scrape out the wax, and you go again. And that was a barrier to entry for people who are doing large batch processing. But the M60, we designed a slow channel technology. We've, filed a patent on it. And what that allows you to do is just continuously press the product, the flower gets condensed, heated, squeezed, the wax and oil starts to drip out, goes through the flow channel, pours right into the collection trays. So before, a process that would be like, I have to refill, gather, is now, we're having people out there who are pressing with one machine are able to do pounds per hour of extraction. At the end of the day, come out with a product that is super clean, super high in its attributes, and solventless, pure and organic. And if you look in the economics of it, rosin, when you check out pricing in dispensary, I'm in Northern California, but our manufacturing plant is in Phoenix. But we were always checking prices for extracts and concentrates. And what we're seeing out there is rosin is getting the highest per gram price, can be between $80 to over $100 per gram.
Wow.
You're seeing a lot of solvent-based extracts are now $25, $30. So there's economics in it for the processor, for sure, to craft rosin. And for the end user, the benefits of having completely safe, clean, solventless, organic product is a huge deal. And it's something, like I said, we've been carrying that flag since day one.
You know, the last 3 or 4 months, there's been a recent vape scare.
Yeah.
It's causing a lot of people to actually second guess consuming vapes and what, you know, bringing...
Yes, for sure.
Bringing your company into the technology and the product it's bringing out, the M60, why is that a game changer in your eyes?
Well, just the fact that now you can produce in volume, you know, an organic solventless product. And the other side of it, you know, we developed the Rosenbaum rocket targeted for consumers. And that allows the consumer to really have, because I think the consumer is a little bit of the victim in this case, for sure, in this situation, because they don't really know what they're getting.
Right, I agree.
Where you know, and so if you're, if you're growing some plants, you've got your plants in your backyard, and you bring those in, and you extract those with a rocket, which, by the way, that whole process of loading and pressing and extracting takes about 2 minutes tops, which is, you know, pretty incredible. It's a little bit of a magic show, but when you're doing that, you know you're controlling the whole environment. You grew the plant, you know, no pesticides. You're using a completely solventless extraction methodology. So what you're getting is something very pure. It's really the safest way. You grew it, you pressed it, you know what you have. And so, you know, from that standpoint, we look at the M60 really is addressing batch processing, large batch processing. So the you know, processors are out there who are distributing their products to many, many outlets can now deliver a solventless product, which has, you know, in the same time it took them to build, you know, to craft a product in a large vat with solvents, they can now do that with the M60. And then with the rocket, you can do it at home. You can, like I said, it takes 2 minutes and you're controlling and crafting your own extracts. And we have a lot of people using it to create hemp and hemp extracts and tinctures and edibles. And, you know, so we've always been on this course of, you know, want to lead the way in solventless extraction.
If they want to know more about your product, what is your website?
Rosenbaum.com.
Rosinbomb.com, correct?
You got it.
You know, I bring a lot of CEOs on here that are, you know, with publicly traded companies. And that being said, there goes a lot being a publicly traded company. What is your thought for cannabis and being a CBD ancillary company like yours? I'm sure there's a lot that goes to putting all that together, correct?
Well, there is. And, you know, I've got a pretty good experience doing that. You know, I've had some success doing that in the technology industry, mainstream technology industry. I've been part of some successful public companies that either went through a merger to get public or filed an S1 and things like that. And I think what's unique about our product, I mean, you know, this is a high growth industry. It's one of the highest growth industries in the U.S., if not the world. I think the challenges, regulations, yep, and concerns and various sort of state by state issues and things like that. But we're a product technology company. I mean, the roots of our product came from our inventor and founder, Ryan Mayer, who's a brilliant guy. And it started in the juicing and fruit and vegetable pressing industry. So we've always been about this holistic thing and this organic thing. And so, you know, we made that migration into the cannabis extraction industry. And I think for us being this ancillary product, like, we aren't touching the flower. We are delivering the technology to people to use. We've sold it in all 50 states, 35 countries. And I think it allows us to leverage the excitement,
wow,
and the growth around this market with not so much of the regulations and fear of transport or marketing or even being a public company. And, you know, how, you know, are you staying within the lines? We're always staying within the lines because we're creating a product that really, you know, can be used to press any plant or product. So that was kind of our thought.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Lavender oil, peanut oil,
vegetables, anything.
It all. We've had customers press it all. And at the end of the day, it's been incredibly effective in the cannabis industry, helping people get access to clean, pure extracts.
So, Fred, before I let you go, what's next on your guys' list? Can you give me maybe a 90 to 120 day outlook? Where do we go from here?
Sure. Yeah. We're continuing to expand our channel and our distribution. We're starting to make some big inroads in Europe now, Australia. So we're going to continue to do that, continue to build our growth with Scotts Miracle-Gro and Hawthorne Gardening, and continue to bring product technologies on the market. You know, we want to always do, you know, things that we're looking at, and, you know, I don't know, Ryan will get mad at me about telling, say, but, you know, cordless pressing where, you know, you have the ability to travel with your press and go, you know, it goes with you, whether you're camping or you're on the beach or wherever, you're not always having to have access to an outlet, things like that. And just continuing the ability to move our flow channel technology to the growers. And that for me, you know, this is a cause for us in many ways. You know, it's a bit of a mission. If we can get more and more people in the world, not just consuming organic solvent-free extracts, but processing them, that's also the payoff for us.
And better, and living a better life. I mean, it's been said that 100%. CBD oil is curing a lot of things. And I believe that.
It's magnificent. I got to tell you, we have some great purveyors of CBD extract using our process. It's not an isolate. It's clearly just the wax that comes dripping out of the hemp plant. And the effectiveness of that has been sensational. I'm a mountain biker. I've had numerous injuries and knee operations. And I take that Rosenbaum extracted CBD extract every morning and get on my bike. It's really life-changing in a way.
Fred, before I let you go, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners and your stockholders?
I think just the fact that I love the space that we're in. It's a super high-growth space. I mean, concentrates is one of the highest growth in the market, but of that, rosin is number one. I love the fact that we're a leader in that space, and, you know, we feel like we're just scratching the surface. You know, and our, you know, we believe we have exponential growth ahead of us. You know, it's just keep delivering great products to the market, make sure you have great intellectual property, and get your message out there.
Company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day has been Maverick Technology Solutions. Take a look at them. They're on the OTC market. Ticker symbol MVRK. Mark, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular. I'm going to keep my eyes out on your company and watch it grow.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.